And now, a friendly message from Uncle Al.
Hello, folks. It has come to my attention lately that I am sensitive.
Are you really?
Apparently, I'm so sensitive that I read your little Facebook comments.
I don't use Facebook.
And actually take them to heart.
You do?
And some of them are very, very cruel.
Oh, yeah.
And
they can be.
I must say,
Furry Affinity?
This just leaves me blank and empty, making me very sensitive.
Sensitive?
Well, I've been thinking about this.
Have you really?
And I've decided to change tactics.
Have a beer. No, have some dope.
My new way of interpreting your rants against my person is to just say, I don't fucking care!
Nice distortion.
You know, Sammy, I'm just sick and tired of all these pussy-ass bands.
Who's Sammy?
Doing absolute shite. Crap. Feces.
Spudlock?
They're calling music.
Boring Industry? Pink Hojo?
Well, dude, what about Iron Maiden? They're pretty cool.
They're fucking unlistenable.
I like Iron Maiden.
Well, what do you think about Megadeth?
They fucking control.
All right, I draw the line there, pal. My mother will kill brother. All right. I wish I had the actual track. But I don't. So let's continue.
Well, Al, I know one that you're definitely gonna love. How about Ministry?
Ministry? I hate fucking industrial bands. Feces. Absolute shit. Good fucking riddance.
This is by one of our favorite groups.
Radio Lawn, it's weird, avant-garde, mainstream, noodlings.
The first step on the road to mental hygiene is admitting that you're sick.
Yes. Radio Lawn, it's topical, humorous, opinionated, dumb stuff.
Shazam flip.
Gentlemen, this is completely unacceptable.
Radio Lawn, it's Gush Limbart, Cary Alice Allen, Daniel Penistar, Toad Leaderpiece, and a cast of several.
Damn, that's good.
You're a very sick person.
And now, here's the host of the Radio Lawn program, Quince Edward Flatulence III.
Yes, it's Quince Edward Flatulence III, and Leaderpiece is dealing with his equipment again. And he's going to need to buy a new mixing board, although it's going to cost him like $200, $200 or $300. But he has to go high-tech because this one constantly blows its channel, and that sucks. But oh well, 7 years for a board. Unless he wants to fix up his other board and have no equalization whatsoever, and have one microphone input, and have a disco mixer! Yay, Disco Mickey Mouse! Macho, macho duck! Macho, macho duck! Alright. The intro was all Surgical Meth Machine, Uncle Al. Newly released. Get it? It's frickin' great. I'm British. I can't say I can only frick. See, I can't frick. That's all I can do. So this show, is going to be made up of more cavalcade of comedy. Old stuff. Sertron tape shit. I can say that, though, can I? I can swear. I promise, yes. All right, here we go.
Hi, Toad Leader Peace here. I really hate karaoke. I really hate it. But when you go to a bar and you have 5 Long Island iced teas, that's 5 shots to taste like iced tea, and you have 5 of them, and then you get up on stage because they're doing karaoke, you sort of... We'll take a listen. Yet. Wow.
You must whip it. Unless you whip it.
No one gets their way until they whip it.
I said whip it. Whip it good.
I said whip it. Whip it good.
Show me to the trough. I got to throw up. We're whacking off on stage. It's simple as that. Ah, way to miss the cue, Drunky the Drunk Pooch.
Step on a break.
Break your mama's back.
All right.
When a problem comes along.
I hosted a show on WBWC called The Mock in the Morning. A mock in the morning, spelled A-M-O-K. Didn't spell it correctly. And in this, I did some sort of bits before I even knew what the hell I was doing. And here's proof of it.
Are you tired of waking up to this? Or waking up to this? Or what about this?
WBWC Berea, Ohio now begins its broadcast day.
Hello, this is Father John Couture.
In search of good times and good news.
No more that wimpy wake-up call with the new ministry alarm clock. Hey. Get yourself a ministry alarm clock today and wake up the anarchist's way.
Unlistenable. All right, Al. Clearly, you're not in the mood for metal, so let's switch it up a bit. What about The Cure?
Who the fuck are they?
Responsible for quite what goes in, or to care what comes out. Just us on your hair and on your pout, and let's move to the beat like we know that it's over. If you slip, going under, slip over my shoulder. So just move on your face, just go on your feet, and let's hit opening time on Fascination Street.
Back in the 80s, there was a show on called the Morton Downey Jr. Show. And it was, the guy came in, he had a bunch of ashes in an ashtray, and he had a bunch of people yell at other people for an hour. Howard Stern hated him, but that might have been a manufactured hatred thing. I don't know. But and Wally George was the guy that did it before Morton Downey Jr. But Morton Downey had some popularity for a minute, and, well, we parodied it. So this is me, my friend Peter Nagleju, Bitch Shammerbibsky, and Evan Fufafufufu, as we do a parody of the Morton Downey Jr. Show.
For Morton, good afternoon. Actually, night, I don't know where it is. This is the Morton Downey, Morton Frozen Dinner Show. Tonight on our panel, we've got Larry Williams over here, a man who wants to make an institution where you can go in and just club seals to death. Some people are for it, some people are against it. And over here we have Mr. John Williams, singer-composer. He's totally against it. And on the end, we have Fred Smith.
John Galt. Yes, John Galt.
In the end, he was worried about how much money this is going to cost. And
No, I'm not. This can cost as much money as you possibly want to spend. I don't care because I'm not paying for it.
Tell
you, I'm not going to pay for it.
Okay, great.
I'm not going to stand for it.
What the hell is your point of view then?
Hey, keep your gap shut.
You shut up, William. Shut your damn dirt.
Fuck
your
me.
It's not my problem, man. It's not my problem.
Asshole.
So what's your point of view?
My point of view is
this guy smells.
Would you shut up?
Fine.
I mean,
it's gonna
cost too much money.
Get your hands off.
So
fuck. You wanna come club
anyway?
A seal?
Hey,
he's
suck me.
He's up in the pub.
Yeah?
Why do you wanna hate?
What?
What's the deal behind this seal thing? Let me hear this story.
Well, there's so many seals in this world today. I mean, there's Christmas seals and there's all sorts of seals.
Nice Easter seals too, right?
Easter seals,
nice
yeah.
Head. Nice
and
head.
Honestly, I think we should just kill them all
because
they suck. You know, I mean, they're out there and they're eating all of our fish that we could be eating.
But Mr.
I think
Wink,
seals,
asshole,
we should
listen.
Club them, club
let's
them to death.
You ever seen a film on that stuff?
No.
Then you're pretty fucking.
John I
Williams.
See the live thing.
Okay,
don't
great.
You understand me?
Hey, look,
I like to watch
know.
Seals getting
films.
Murdered and
films.
Clubbed. They're death and death is fun. Why order? Death is fun. See
here.
These seals
I'm
getting
shut
clubbed?
Impressed.
You guys should try it. It's
shut
fun.
Up.
Shut up.
I have
shut
seen those films.
Everybody shut down here.
Jesus.
John Williams, you wrote the theme to Star Wars. Why the hell are you here?
Bullshit.
Why are you here?
I did not write that. I am not the John Williams, goddammit.
Well, that's what you put on your resume, idiot.
No, that's not what I put on my fucking resume. What are you, stupid?
Oh, God, what a mouth.
Sorry, it says...
Listen
no,
to the mouth on you.
No.
This ain't your
no
show. What are you swearing so much for, huh?
Suck
hey,
me.
Shut
that's
up.
All you can say is suck me? What do you want to suck?
Enough.
Do you want to suck me? Suck him? Suck who?
Galt. Oh. Mr. Galt.
Mr. Jones.
What? You're John Galt.
Yeah, John Galt Jones.
What do you have to say about
John Cougar putting
well, I've
there.
Never seen any of these films of clubbing the seals. All I know is what people have told me, and they say it's disgusting. They say
hey,
that what?
You just said you saw those films.
I never saw those films.
You just said you did.
I did not.
A man
well,
what
I
an asshole. No, hey,
what
hey.
An
I
asshole
mean, he's
you
lying.
Hey, you never saw the films. Why don't you go have yourself a nice coat? You'll enjoy yourself. Go ahead.
I'd rather have a nice
sorry,
coat.
Drink Pepsi.
What a hypocrite.
Bastard.
Back to you.
Yes.
Mr. Ecology, go ahead. Give me a word. Come on.
You want to kill people too, right?
Downey.
Sex,
hey, Downey.
No, not...
Oh, dinner.
I just want to club
let's
seals.
Let's talk about goddamn sex.
That's all. So whales guy, too, okay?
Shut up! I want to talk about
some
sex.
Hypocrite.
You want to fuck seals to death.
No, I don't want to fuck seals to death. I just want to fuck them up.
You, Mr. Jones.
Do I have to fuck them up anyway?
John Galt
seals. Why don't you shut the fuck up?
Why don't you get the fuck out of my face before I teach
you? Hey, you two, shut up over
there. There you go.
John Galt Jones over here. What do you have to do? Jones.
I, I, I live in an area that's not affected by that, but I feel very strongly about it.
I know what it is.
Okay, how do you feel about it?
I feel extremely strong about it.
No shit.
I mean, if this guy is for killing people, going out in the street,
murdering
women, children, dogs, cats, whatever, I mean, I think the guy should be locked up.
I think
you're a maniac. You should be locked up.
You're probably right, asshole.
Listen,
for once you agree on something.
Hey, you guys are a bunch of assholes. I tell you. Go down to a goddamn furrier and we'll all say this.
Listen,
fucking day.
What are those things in your face?
Blonde.
Blonde all over?
What, those
no
things
shit,
on your
yeah.
face. Is there something wrong with your face?
Red
do you have AIDS or something?
Shit.
No,
red
I
all over.
Red all over.
I'm talking about all
don't know
fucking
how to
blonde.
Fucking
blonde.
Shave.
Sure, she wasn't bleeding on herself or something?
No,
she
just cut my face open.
Okay. And they move.
Hey.
Looks like you put your face on rotary blades or something.
Why don't you slide down a razor blade into alcohol, huh?
Hey, I tried that.
Hey, that's
asshole.
Pretty new. That's pretty new. I'm glad you brought that up. That's really fucking new. Hey, man, I was starting to like you. You're an asshole.
Mr. Ecology over here.
I used to think you were an asshole, buddy, and now I have no doubt.
Hey, William,
listen, you are an asshole.
William, you come to me talking to me. Why don't you talk to him? What has he got to say? He's got nothing but to cut everyone down
all
here.
All he does is scream.
This is pissing me off.
That's what I want. I want sex.
The man only wants
talk about
sex. A sex freak.
He wants to save the seals for sex.
Fuck the seals.
What the hell?
Fuck the seals.
Let's talk about women.
Last night I had 45 women. I fucked them all dead. You got any problem with that, asshole?
No, I don't. I like that.
Cat house,
didn't beat
huh?
my record, fucker. Yeah?
Can you tell me what that has to do with seals?
No.
That has nothing to do with
seals.
Hey,
seals are furry, okay? So's a woman. Leave me alone. you almost got my record, man.
Yeah.
50.
Not bad.
50.
Oh, man.
Mine were dead before I got to them.
All right. Before you got to them?
Yeah.
You fucked dead meat.
Yeah.
Why
not
just
kill it?
Disgusting.
He's for breaking the seals, too. He's for breaking the seals. Contaminating
the seals.
What do
you know, I tell
you.
Everything.
I'm with Jones. Yeah.
Are you?
Galt.
How often have you been dating?
Galt.
John Galt or John
dating
Galt?
Dating what?
John
Galt.
Dating game?
Galt.
Game.
Come Galt.
All right, John Williams. What's your question to Bachelor number one?
If I were an alarm clock, how would you wake me?
Contestant number one. Hung well.
Oh, jeez. Alarm clock. I'd probably slap my hand on the top of you.
I like that answer. I like that answer. Bachelor number two, same question.
Well, I don't know. I'd walk in your room and I'd start rubbing alcohol into your sexy breast.
I like
breast.
That question. I like that answer. That's great. A good answer. Contestant number three.
Then I'd let it
same
on fire.
Okay, all right. Contestant number two. Thank you. Thank you for that wonderful answer. Contestant number three, same question.
I'd walk in and I'd rip your dick off.
Wait a minute. I don't understand here. First he's a woman, now he's a man. What the hell?
You don't know what he is, so shut the fuck up. I'm trying to keep you confused.
Well, he's not a seal.
Of course
what
he's not.
What do you
a
know
seal.
About seals? Asshole! Shove that in your pipe and smoke it!
Listen up. We ain't got time. We ain't got time for that stuff. This is a dating game, alright?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Contestant number two.
Yeah.
If I was on a date and I was looking at other men, what would you do?
I'd probably, I'd take my Bic and I'd heat up the nearest piece of metal and I'd shove your face in
I
it.
I like that answer, number two. I like that answer. Contestant number three, same question.
Sadistic.
Same question. Depends on the guy. What I'd probably do is I'd probably rip your dick off.
Thank you. I like that answer, number three. Very creative, very imaginative, very original. I like that.
Yeah,
contestant
thanks.
Number one, same answer.
Number one.
Same answer?
Same question.
If it's the same,
I'm sorry,
if it's the same answer, I'd probably rip your dick off.
No,
it's the same question.
Yes, same question.
Same question. I'd probably scratch my balls.
Well, thank you. Those are all wonderful answers. And what do you know, dinner, you ass fuck?
How do you rip someone's dick off?
Don't ask me that. I've
he's
done
for
it.
Ripping somebody's dick off.
Well, then that's
I've
why I'm asking.
Sex.
I'm trying to find out.
Saving
have you ever ripped
the knuckles? The two knuckles here.
The
and you latch on like this.
You're ripping it
like
a seal.
No,
yeah.
But
the
no, no,
right
but killer. There's muscle there. You can't tear it.
I have.
You gotta use something to cut it.
No, I use
the
knuckles.
You rip the motherfucker off. Oh man.
Rip those questions right off, man.
Oh man.
All right. Have you decided what the hell you want yet?
I don't know. I'm gonna need some time. Oh, they're all such great answers, but I think contestant number four.
No, asshole. There's only three.
Well, what do you know, dinner?
What a stupid
like,
bitch.
God, are you stupid?
Oh, what a
Williams.
Fuck up.
You lied on your fucking resume to get on the
hey,
show.
Hey, suck me, pal, okay?
Asshole.
I thought there wasn't a resume to
get on
I was just dragged off the street.
So who gives a shit?
I do. It's my fucking
this
show.
This is Fox Television. They didn't have contestant searches.
Ain't no Fox
they
television.
Just needed.
Hey, what do you know?
This is syndication, you dips shit.
Yeah, they just needed people off the
if
street.
If this was Fox Television, you'd probably be watching TNT with Mr. T. All right, next thing we got to do is...
is turn off the tape recorder.
Why?
One of these fuckers. Cellular pulse. How's that sound
what
for on a sexual thing?
What a bastard.
All right, let's take it in the other room and listen to it.
Did you drink
okay,
vomit?
Folks, I think that we are in agreement on one thing and one thing only.
What would that be?
We should do an impromptu barbershop quartet version of the first line of the song Stairway to Heaven. Ready?
Right.
1, 2, 3.
There's a lady who knows all the glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to
Unlistenable.
This is actually something that will sound familiar to Radio Lawn listeners. Something we had planned doing during our live Spudlock shows. Take a listen.
I just got away from the pool where I was doing some heavy drinking. My name is Gary Alice Uber Auctioneer Alan Jackson Daniels.
No relation to Richard Simmons.
This program that you're about to hear right now is called Liquidy Shelf. It's when the members of Under the Shelf will bring to you some artsy fartsy kind of, you know, thingamabob. And they're going to read various pieces of poetry. And the first one now is Peter Nicklemgly. And he's going to tell you about his time in the salt mines.
And it goes something like this.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I've spent many a year in many a salt mine. And it's awfully dry down there, and there's nothing to drink. I didn't have the pool that we have at this wonderful location.
Give me a beer.
You should see the pool over there on the wall with
give
the jack.
Give me a beer.
And the ice.
Give me a beer.
And when I was in the salt mines, I didn't have a lot of salty snacks to eat like
beer.
You do here. And a lot of good
give
imported Aryan beers to drink.
Give
so
me a beer. Give
I would
beer.
Highly suggest a,
give me a beer.
Rob
give
Roy
beer.
With a lime twist.
Give me a beer.
Manhattan.
Give me a beer.
Manhattan Transfer. An elephant malt liquor. And just
give me a beer.
Drink, have a couple smokes. Maybe it won't sound so bad then.
Give me a beer. Give me a beer. Give me a beer.
And,
give me a beer. Give me a
I'm
beer.
Gonna go join you.
Give me a beer. Give me a beer.
Alice Salad.
Give me a beer.
And looking glass over there at the pool, kids. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Peter Glinglay. And for our next program portion, we present Mr. Bill Camp Kamansky, Mr. Bile Slammer, with a wonderful tune entitled Why Douche? Take it away, Mr. Kamskabooski.
Lyrics.
I was dining, just me and my kids, watching Jeopardy, and the answer is, we were chowing on string beans and roast. hard questions and I knew the most. But just then, they went to a break, telling us what kind of products it is. Shut up, Splash. Right after a Nike swoosh came the words, why douche? No douche during dinner. Why douche? Why douche? No douche during dinner.
Sure, I feel not so fresh.
I'm stranded, my wife's gone out. The kids now scream and shout.
Vegisil.
Hey daddy, explain douche to us. Why not use soap? Hey, what's the fuss? I was stupefied, couldn't say a word. Look, PBS, there's Big Bird. Does Big Bird douche? They ask with a glee. Well, Big Bird's a chick, maybe. Oh, no douche during dinner. Why douche? Why douche? Why ask why? No douche during dinner.
You're feeling not so fresh!
Well, kids, I stammered, its use is to clean. It makes them fresh and shimmer and sheen. They need it to get to where they can't with soap. Remember this lesson and don't repeat it, I hope. The kids both giggled, and Amanda squirted a gun. Hey, Chris, I'll douche you. It will be fun. I smacked them around, and I knocked their heads. Don't say that anymore. Now, go on back to your beds. Hopelessly burned into their vocab. Let's put douche commercials on a concrete slab. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bile Kamskin, I think. Once again, please welcome to the stage. Piss Nuts. as he reads out of the Sun TV TV Guide. Thank you.
I remember the first celebrity horoscope I read. It was by Sandra Lee Serio. Or was that Morris? Masterful talent of Gemini is royally present in Prince. Though many people think that Prince is a nickname which a rock star attained somewhere in his life, I was born.
I'm unbelievable.
Prince Rogers Nelson, born on June 7th. 1958, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Or was that Morris? In addition to being a recording artist, Prince, in true Gemini fashion, also sings, dances, and acts and produces.
Say what?
Or was that Morris?
I'm unbelievable.
Like most Geminis, he possesses unusual dexterity.
Say what?
Having married more
say what?
Than 20 instruments.
Baby!
Say what?
Or was that Morris?
Say.
What does that mean? Sometimes Camille side emerges, at other times it's spooky electric. Or was that Morris?
Thank you so very much. Michael's run down the hall. That is Liquidy Show for this evening. I'm Carrie Alice Salad.
That's it for the show for this week. Good night!
What do you say, Uncle Al?
Unlistenable.